Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Ed Morales's Fantasy Island Colonialism, Exploitation, and the Betrayal of Puerto Rico is a nonfiction history and political analysis of Puerto Rico's relationship with the United States. Blending journalism, economic criticism, and cultural commentary, the book examines how colonial rule has shaped the island's political status, financial dependency, and social crisis since 1898. Morales argues that Puerto Rico has not simply suffered from isolated policy mistakes, but from a long structure of exploitation reinforced by federal law, local governance failures, and outside financial interests. The book pays particular attention to the insular cases, the Jones Act, Operation Bootstrap, PROMESA, and the debt crisis intensified by Hurricane Maria. Its purpose is not only to recount historical events, but to challenge common assumptions about Puerto Rico's status and to argue for genuine self-determination and decolonization. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how U.S. colonial rule was legally built and maintained. A central contribution of the book is its explanation of how Puerto Rico became and remained a colonial territory under U.S. authority. Morales traces this status back to the aftermath of the Spanish-American War and shows how legal structures such as the insular cases and the Jones Act gave the United States broad power over the island while limiting full democratic rights for Puerto Ricans. This is important because the book does not treat colonialism as a vague historical backdrop. It shows that territorial status was actively produced through law and policy. Morales uses this framework to argue that the island's later economic and political problems cannot be understood apart from its incomplete sovereignty. By focusing on legal foundations, the book reveals why Puerto Rico has long been governed through a system that combines citizenship with subordination, and why that contradiction continues to shape the island's present. Secondly, Puerto Rico as an economic laboratory for outside interests. Morales presents Puerto Rico as a place repeatedly used to test economic strategies that benefited mainland U.S. interests more than local development. He describes the island as a colonial satellite, an industrial showcase, a dumping ground for manufactured goods, and later a corporate tax shelter. This economic history matters because it helps explain why growth on paper often failed to translate into stable prosperity for Puerto Rican residents. The book connects mid-century development programs, especially Operation Bootstrap, to broader patterns of dependency and uneven industrialization. Morales argues that these policies tied the island's economy to external capital, leaving it vulnerable when those arrangements changed or collapsed. Rather than framing Puerto Rico's troubles as the result of cultural weakness or poor local effort, he shows how policy design itself created fragile economic conditions. The result is a sustained argument that Puerto Rico was inserted into an economic system structured to extract value, not build independence. Thirdly, debt PROMESA and the power of financial oversight. One of the book's strongest sections examines Puerto Rico's debt crisis and the role of financial actors in intensifying it. Morales describes how Wall Street hedge funds and bondholders profited from the island's fiscal distress while public institutions lost room to maneuver. He gives special attention to PROMESA, the 2016 federal law that created a fiscal oversight board with authority over Puerto Rico's finances and imposed austerity measures. In Morales's account, this board symbolized a deeper problem. Decisions affecting Puerto Rican daily life were being made by unelected institutions with priorities shaped by creditors rather than residents. The book also highlights the tension between local political failures and federal intervention, arguing that both contributed to the crisis, but that colonial power made meaningful self-correction impossible. This topic is not just about accounting or bankruptcy law. It shows how debt became a mechanism of governance, turning financial restructuring into another form of political control. Fourthly, Hurricane Maria as an exposure of structural inequality. Morales treats Hurricane Maria as a turning point that revealed rather than created Puerto Rico's crisis. The storm devastated infrastructure, but the book argues that the severe human and social consequences were rooted in decades of underinvestment, weak public systems, and colonial neglect. By the time Maria struck, the island had already been weakened by recession, emigration, debt pressure, and policy decisions that left essential services fragile. Morales uses the disaster to show how colonial administration becomes visible during moments of emergency, the delays in response, the uneven recovery, and the broader sense of abandonment exposed the depth of structural inequality. This is one of the book's most effective analytical moves because it connects environmental catastrophe to political history. Maria becomes evidence that the island's problems were not temporary disruptions but outcomes of a long-standing system that left Puerto Rico especially vulnerable. The book therefore links disaster, austerity, and colonial governance into a single critique. Lastly, a call for decolonization beyond familiar status debates. Rather than endorsing the standard statehood, commonwealth, or independence debate as the full solution, Morales argues for a more radical commitment to decolonization and Puerto Rican self-determination. This is a major organizing idea in the book because it shifts the discussion from administrative reform to political freedom. Morales suggests that the island cannot be genuinely repaired if its future is still constrained by external control and by political frameworks designed to preserve dependency. He also emphasizes the cultural and diasporic dimensions of this struggle, showing that Puerto Rican identity extends beyond the island and includes communities in the continental United States. The book gives voice to artists, activists, and ordinary residents who resist narratives of inevitability and decline. In this sense, the book is not only diagnostic but argumentative. It insists that the solution to Puerto Rico's crisis must begin with Puerto Rican agency. That makes the work distinct from books that merely describe the island's troubles without challenging the colonial structure behind them. In conclusion, Fantasy Island will be most valuable to readers interested in Puerto Rican history, U.S. imperialism, colonial studies, political economy, and contemporary debates about debt and sovereignty. It is especially useful for readers who want more than a general overview, because Morales connects historical law, federal policy, financial exploitation, and disaster recovery into one sustained explanation of how Puerto Rico reached its present condition. The book also benefits readers who have encountered Puerto Rico mainly through news coverage of hurricanes or fiscal crises, since it provides the deeper background often missing from short-form reporting. What makes it stand out in its category is its combination of rigorous political argument, economic analysis, and a clearly stated decolonial perspective. Morales does not treat the island's crisis as an isolated local failure. He shows how colonial governance has shaped nearly every major turn in the story. Readers looking for a sharp, accessible, and historically grounded account of Puerto Rico's relationship to the United States will find it especially rewarding. If you would like to support Ed Morales, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.